재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵.
The government recently announced a new working hours system which allows office workers to leave work at 4 p.m. on Fridays. In exchange, the workers would be working an extra 30 minutes from Mondays to Thursdays. And the government feels that this new system can perhaps boost the domestic economy by giving extra leisure time on the weekend. To give us more analysis on what the possible impact or the feasibility of this new scheme, we're very pleased to have joining us from Chung-Ang University sociology professor Lee Byung-hun. Hello.
Hello, Henry.
Well, Professor Lee, thank you so much for joining us. First, this new plan, can you give us some details on this effort to end the work week at 4 p.m. on Friday as part of a flexible work hour system and how this whole idea came about?
You already explained that policy package. Last week, the government announced a policy package to promote domestic consumption for dealing with the recent economic slump. Finishing Friday work early at 4 p.m. is part of the policy package. And the government said that the company which adopts that policy package will be given 400,000 won per worker. And the government expects that that policy measure could contribute to the boosting domestic consumption.
Now, it's interesting, you leave at 4 p.m. instead of 6 p.m. maybe, but do you think that has the desired effect on the government's aim to boost consumer sentiment and drive private consumption?
I'm not sure. As you know, South Korea is one of the longest working nations among OECD countries. And this policy measure is already criticized by many public media because this public measure cannot produce what the government expects by this policy. I agree with those public opinion. The less work on Friday, the more family consumption. I think this is a very naive idea, I think.
You mentioned the idea of OECD nations and working the longest hours. The Koreans work a lot of hours, but they're not very productive. Do these measures improve the low labor productivity of Korea, which quite frankly has been ranked very low, almost the lowest in the OECD?
Right. I don't think this policy measure is associated with the improvement of labor productivity or workplace innovation. Even the government didn't mention about that. So I don't think this policy program can improve our labor productivity.
Right. I suppose the one hope is that if you have a happier worker, just like the Ford motor plants, they would be more incentivized to work harder and perhaps be more productive. Now, the government...
As you said, that is not reducing working hours.
Right.
As you said, the workers, according to policy, policy program, workers should work 30 minutes more from Monday to Thursday, and then they reduce their working hour and leave the office or workplace at 4 p.m. So no reducing and no happy making our workers happier with that program.
And I'm old enough to remember when we moved from the six-day to the five-day work week system and started with the government agencies and then moved to the private businesses. And even to this day, I still don't see it vastly 100% implemented all the way around where everybody is expected to just work Monday through Friday. So the government could try to force the implementation of this flexible work hour system, again, on the state-run corporations. But to expect the private sector to fully adopt these measures seems a little bit unrealistic, right?
This is sort of a pipe dream that the government dreamt. I'm not also sure the company in private sector followed this policy direction as the government suggested or government wanted. Under our law, the government can force this policy measure into any private companies. That is another problem.
Right. Really, enforcement is essentially impossible, is what you're saying. ultimately, and we are in a state of, I guess, politics where the government doesn't necessarily have a clear plan as to who is exactly going to be even in charge maybe in the next couple of months. But this current government, do you believe, is trying to prescribe this one-size-fits-all solution, especially because... let's say if you are a worker who works at a family restaurant or at at a market, or if you are an accountant at a financial services company, it's a very different type of job, very different type of occupation and work condition. So all these different sectors, some of them actually need longer hours, some of them maybe not. So it does seem like a square peg in a round hole type of situation.
Yeah, that's true. As you mentioned, this policy approach of one size fits all cannot be effective when we consider different sectors have different working schedules and different situation. If you if they want to reduce working hours or reschedule their working scheme, and then they may approach in diverse way, not in the uniform manner. This is another reason why we think this policy measure might not be successful.
Right, and so... ultimately, and I think we are now getting to the point where this might not be the best, most well-thought-out policy that is going to miraculously improve the working conditions for workers and also at the same time improve domestic demand and private consumption and boost the economy as well. So if we all agree that this is not the panacea, the magic bullet solution, in your opinion... no matter how unrealistic it could be or how difficult it could be, what do you think is actually needed? What kind of comprehensive major reforms you think should be done instead of this?
You know, I already said the Korea is one of the longest working hour nation. But we have to know why our people, our working people, work too much. They want to make they want to make more money, and then they work overtime, even on holiday, and even they give up vacation. Then if the government or any company try to reduce or reschedule working hours, then they have to think about how to compensate for the reduced working hour pay to workers. Then they got consent from unions or workers. So we have to think, when we change or when we reschedule working system, then we have to think about the hours as well as the income.
So you're saying that there needs to be some kind of concession from the business as well as the government side, if we talk about this tripartite negotiation with labor, that you can reduce the hours and we can maybe open up more jobs with the reduced hours that open up hours for other people who are looking for work. But at the same time, you need to find some way to compensate those people who will take a financial hit, who actually want to work 60 hours a week or want to work during the vacations or extra long hours during holidays. How do we address that from the point of, let's say, the small, medium enterprises who say, we can't afford this. We are already struggling against competing with the Chaebols. And so and nobody even wants to work for us anyway. So if we have these kind of policy measures in place, we won't be able to stay in business. It's a very difficult demand, even for some of these small, medium-sized companies. Not all of them are bad, but some of them just might just go out of business.
Yeah, right. When we change our working system scheme, then we have to consider the situation or condition of the companies. Maybe large firms or public sector can introduce this policy measure to change or to reduce working hours, but most small firms cannot afford this change. That is a problem. Then then the government should prepare for any urgent program to help small companies go in that way.
Some kind of like a subsidization, perhaps, then for, if they do implement some of these worker-friendly measures, that they will be rewarded through some kind of grant or a program like that from the government, or whether tax breaks or what have you, then perhaps that could be a solution that could be worked out. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Professor Lee, thank you as always for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.